Facebook warns it's nearing peak advertising. From Marketplace in Washington, I'm Amy Scott, in for David Brancaccio. Facebook is on pace to reach $27 billion in revenue this year. The company reported yesterday its third quarter profit nearly tripled to more than $2.3 billion, but warned there will be some slowdowns ahead. With me for more is Marketplace's Sabri Benishour. So, Sabri, what's driving this growth?
Well, a lot of this has come from mobile advertising phones. That accounts for 84% of all ad sales on Facebook. Another big driver is the growth of users. That's up 16% over last year. Facebook now has 1.79 billion monthly users. I mean, that is a planetary number. We talked to Santosh Rao, who's head of research at Manhattan Venture Partners, and he said Facebook, as big as it has gotten, still has more room because digital advertising is a share of all advertising everywhere is growing.
The advertising budget is flowing to these platforms, Google and Facebook and other internet sites, and Facebook stands to benefit from that. So I think there is plenty of growth ahead.
And yet we saw Facebook's shares dip in after-hours trading. Why is that?
Well, that is because Facebook said it's coming up against some limits. So first of all, it says next year it'll reach its limit in terms of how many ads it can put in people's feeds. It says, you know, it's not going to clutter people's feeds with ads. And that, though, is where the money is. That's been growing. But there's a point where you can't squeeze milk from a stone. Secondly, Facebook says next year is going to be an investment year. So spending on workers and data centers, which will cost money. But overall, you know, trends are pretty good for Facebook long term.
All right, Sabri Benishour, thanks so much. Let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is down about 0.3%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are mixed, with the Dow future up about 24 points. The Venezuelan government is set to meet with opposition members today, and those talks could be tense. There have been massive protests against President Nicolas Maduro and his leftist policies. Political opponents say he's badly damaged the economy, and they want him gone. Marketplace's Jed Kim reports.
Venezuela has serious shortages of food, medicine, even basics like toilet paper. The IMF puts inflation this year above 400%. True, oil revenues have slumped, but critics also accuse the government of economic mismanagement. The opposition just tried and failed to recall the president. Venezuelans have hit the streets to protest. Risa Grace Targo is with the Eurasia Group.
Social discontent still very high.
The Vatican has urged the president and opposition leaders to find a fix. Lisa Vicidi with the think tank Inter-American Dialogue says any fix would need big changes.
A loan from the IMF, more market-oriented economic measures like removing price controls.
Risa Grace Targo says protests aren't big enough yet to force out the president.
The Venezuelan people have proven to be remarkably resilient in the face of these very acute economic problems.
If regime change seems unlikely, maybe today's negotiations might yield some change in policies. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.
In southwestern Washington state, a race is on between two candidates for the state legislature who have radically different ideas about how to bring jobs to the region. And whichever way voters come down could reverberate from Montana to China. Reporter Eilish O'Neill headed to the city of Longview to find out more.
The controversy centers around the Millennium Bulk Terminal, a 416-acre port facility on the windy banks of the Columbia River. Jim Walsh, a Republican candidate for the state house, supports a plan to turn it into a coal export terminal, which would take coal from Montana and Wyoming
out the Columbia River and out into the ocean and to other places in the world, including Asian markets.
Regulatory agencies rejected 5 coal export terminals proposed for Western Washington and Oregon due to concerns about air pollution and fish habitat. The Longview proposal, which is the 6th, is the last one on the table. Jim Walsh says if he were elected, he'd urge regulators to approve the plan soon in order to bring much-needed jobs to southwest Washington.
If we can start generating some activity, that's how we get up off the floor and onto our knees and then onto our feet.
The unemployment rate in the city of Longview is 7.6%. That's much higher than the state average, which is about 5.5%. The coal terminal would have jobs for 130 people. But Democrat Teresa Purcell, Walsh's opponent, says she'd like to see
another type of industry that will create hundreds of more jobs than the coal terminal is.
Her idea is to clean up the Millennium Terminal in order to attract a company that would manufacture cross-laminated timber, which is made by gluing wooden planks together at right angles. She says that would mean more manufacturing jobs and more jobs for lumberjacks.
And cross-laminated timber is widely used in Europe, and it replaces steel and concrete in structures, in buildings. It's something that could be used in schools and in affordable housing and in private sector development.
So this election is a chance for voters to weigh in about whether they want to tie their future to timber or to coal. In Washington State, I'm Alicia Neal for Marketplace.
It may soon be easier to stream Little Red Corvette and other Prince songs online. Universal Music Publishing Group has reached a deal with the late singer's estate for an undisclosed sum. Prince, who died in April, had kept a tight rein on his catalog of more than 1,000 songs, pulling his music from nearly all streaming sites last year. The Universal deal is for publishing rights. Bidding continues for rights to the actual recordings. In Washington, I'm Amy Scott with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.